All right.
We're back.
It's us, God's special boys.
Marius took a little vacation in Haiti.
I wanted to travel and see the sights.
Flights are cheap. I
tried to make friends with some of the roving.
Yeah. See if you can get in there.
Yeah, get in there. Well, it's like kind of chaotic. Maybe you can work your way up, become like a, mid-level guy.
I would be like the clown, like the cool clown boy.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they have a jester?
Yeah, exactly. He's funny,
Yeah, it'd be cool.
It would be cool.
You're kind of sheltered from the violence and the horrors.
How terrifying that would be. Just at any moment, they don't like you anymore. Then it's like that El Paso commercial. Get the rope.
Get
who
the
brought
rope.
That up? Who's talking
That's
about
salsa.
That?
Poppy, I think.
Poppy, yeah. He was like, "Get the rope, New York City." That's so stupid.
I was just listening to a podcast about I'm sure you get the texts where it's like, "Oh, is this Timothy, I'm returning your call," or whatever it is. Just like someone, it like seems like it's a text from a wrong number, yeah. And then they want you to respond and go, "No, this is Marius," and then
give your social security. "This is Marius Lipman, 476-34.
I live at 71. But yeah, like they give them your address, but wow. Like they want you to respond and they go, "Oh, well, you seem nice," and then they try to like make friends with you, yeah. And then eventually
they
get
friends.
You to. Yeah, like I mean.
Yeah, but that would be so nice to them that they would learn their mistakes and they wouldn't scam me and we would be friends.
You would become like actual. They would come visit, stay,
and I would
stay
even
with
give
your family.
Them my social security number, and then they would come and say, "Sir, I'm your friend now. I love you. I was going to use your social. I still used your social security number.
I did steal your identity. I started. I opened many credit lines of credit in your name. Yes. But so they're trying to sell crypto to you eventually scam you out of money. But podcast is about like how the people that are actually sending you the texts are basically human trafficked slaves in Cambodia.
Just turned dark.
Yeah, it's really
scamming
bleak.
Old
it's just
people.
Like,
look, when you're scamming the elderly or hurting the elderly, it's just funny. When
yeah,
they fall
that's like,
and they're swallowed into pits and things like this.
Yeah, you get them to write their social security checks in your name.
Right.
All that stuff's good,
and then they're out on the streets.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, no, the sex slave thing—that's not.
Well, yeah, they get trafficked out of like Indonesia into Cambodia, and there's just compounds where they're trapped, yeah, and all they do all day is text you. So that's what's on the other end of that text. It's wild. Right. It's a crazy world we live in.
That is hideous. That's a nice story. Thank you.
Yep.
For the story. That is the current events section of the show.
So check it out. So next time you get
it's
that
horrible.
Text, you know.
Yeah, just all the horrible stuff. Like
because people are like, "Oh, it'd be funny to fuck with them," and you're like, "Oh, you kind of waste their time because they're a scammer." Right. But like the reality is like they're being forced into it. So it's like you're not even being righteous in like fucking with them.
Right.
There's no good.
It's making it worse. It's making the world a worse place.
Yeah, literally. You fucking with this person.
More I say the best thing you need to do, what you need to do is just give them your social security number immediately.
Just succumb. You're helping
why?
A person.
Well, why wouldn't you? What, you want these people to be sex slaves?
Yeah, are you happy with that? If not, then you have to buy Tether or whatever, these like weird crypto coins.
But I like the concept of somebody calling you and being like, "I'm sorry, I have the wrong number. But wait, you sound nice. What's your name?" "My name's Charlie." And he's like, "Do you want to buy some crypto?" "Yes, I do."
Yes.
"I do."
But it works. People do this. Like people lose thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I see like the Instagram stuff. It's like just like the old school. It's just like, "Hi, sweetie." Or like the ones that are like through my art page. It's like, "Wow, I must admit your art you are very talented." They always say, "I must admit." Like, why? You don't have to admit this to yourself if you don't want to.
They're like, what is the classic American phrase that every American says? "I must admit."
"I must admit."
Like, I don't know where they picked that up.
"I must admit. I truly hope." Yeah, and they're just like, and then it turns to, "You want to buy an NFT or
You know? Or they're like, we'll convert your art into an NFT for a small fee. You have to mint it.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what they do?
I mean, yeah. And there's other ones. There's ones that are like, the art gallery will, they want people to, you want to put your art in this gallery. And,
you know,
and you got to pay like $700 and then promise to ship your stuff. But then, like, they'll be like, oh, you're going to be in an online gallery or whatever, you know, and it's just some bullshit scam. Or there's even, I mean, like, this is actually a business thing that I was like, I could just do it. This is what other people do. They start, they go online and they go on Instagram and they start an abstract painting page, right? And you just cut and paste hundreds of different artists, you know, Willem de Kooning.
You're just reposting
famous people. Yeah. Doesn't matter who it is, you know, people. And then you kind of know the scene. There's like, if you sort of know the people that are hot right now of contemporaries, find those people too. It's not very hard. You go on any other abstract page, you'll see it's the same people. Marcel Rozek, just these people that are sort of doing modern art, ripping other people off anyway. And then what you do is you post this, and you're posting these people, and even a little bit of reposting smaller ones that you find that are you like. And so people start following you. Then you got like 20,000 followers. This is what this company did. And then they say, DM for a repost. So you DM them and you say, here's my art. And they say, this is pretty good. I tell you what, I can either they do one of three things. Is this boring?
No, I mean, this is like the classic internet scam. Love it.
Well, this isn't a scam. This is less of a scam. It's more of like, well, what they do is they say, I'll just repost you for, you know, give me 40 euros and I'll repost you three times. Yeah. And they do it. And it's promotion. It's just paid promotion. And then the other thing they do, if it's like a little bit, if they're classier, they say, well, we'll do an online gallery and then we'll just take 50%. From an online gallery, but you're also using these viewers who are and they've crafted a certain aesthetic. But then the third one is they say, and this is the new one. This guy was like, "I want you to pay a monthly subscription, you can have five pieces up on our website."
Yep.
And I'm like, that's just come on.
Yep. I mean, it's just. They're trying to like turn nothing into something.
Yeah.
You just like kind of, scrape out your this like kind of not fake audience, but it's just like, or it could be. I mean, these guys, like, you could probably like engage like an audience organically and doing what you said.
Yeah.
Or you like pay for fake followers and it looks the same either way.
Yeah.
And then you can say like, oh yeah, we're going to promote you.
They did have this really famous artist up there, but I don't know if it was, maybe it could have been a scam.
Yeah.
And I say famous, like a contemporary sort of, you know, maybe 50,000 follower artist guy.
Yeah. They post that to like make them look legit.
Yeah.
To you.
I would just have, it would be all paintings of Don Henley. And that would be the site. And that's all you could put up there. It'd be hundreds of thousands of artists.
the Museum of Contemporary Henley Art. And eventually, Henley's. You know, you make enough money, you can, build a physical museum.
A museum. And then you go through and you think it's a hallway, but it's actually the scale of his insides, of his intestines you're walking through. This is Don Henley right before he goes number two.
We did like a 3D print of, we scanned his bowels and recreated them.
There's the video, and the video is constantly playing of him getting...
being scanned internally.
The colonoscopy. The endoscopy.
Wait, is an endoscopy when they put it in the other hole? Their front hole?
Yeah. What's it when they do it both?
Yeah, like when they meet in the middle?
Yeah.
Endocolonoscopy.
Down at the Sunset Grill. It's so, you know, just, I mean, like PA loud, like the volume of jet engine taking off.
Yeah. Well, now I want an endocolonoscopy. I want the cameras to like meet right in the middle of me.
I mean, that's the only way that you'll be able to orgasm anymore.
Yep. This is it.
Oh, keep me awake.
I need to be conscious for this.
Right. Yeah, that sounds nice to me.
I'll take it. I need anything, any thrill to, you know, tingle. Give me a tingle downstairs.
Tingles. Food's not doing it.
No, food.
Regular sex not doing it.
Regular intercourse, relationships, work.
Watching a surgery channel.
Yeah, drugs.
I'm starting to know what all that meat is now. I'm starting to be able to identify the meat.
Yeah, I could do this now. Like, I've been watching enough Surgery Channel stuff where I am confident that I could do like a triple bypass surgery.
Tiny fingers. And yes, exactly. I could just and I think you could do it just because you are so confident.
Yeah, that's all it is. Right. 90% of surgery is confidence. The rest is we're skimming a textbook and that's it.
I would eat a lot of salt and bloat my hands in honor of my dentist growing up, whose name was Dr. Bonus. I know we've talked about Dr. Bonus on the show. He was my dentist, and he had huge fat hands, and he was just like, oh, and he would open his mouth while he would put his hands in. Also, this was back then. This is true, and look it up. He did not wear gloves. And his the hair would drape into your throat from his knuckles.
Yeah, you'd feel it. They get stuck in between your teeth. You'd be like, oh, his knuckle hair.
And his name was Dr. Bonus. This is real. Look it up. Look it up on the internet.
There's two schools of thought in relation to medicine. And there's the one where it's like you want very tiny, childlike, slender fingers. The other one, you want really bloated sausage fingers. And there's, you know, two camps, and they kind of get at each other. They fight, you know, online or whatever.
I like both. I love when it's like the fingers are so wispy and they're just ticklish. It's like,
yeah.
But I also like to feel
like tendrils.
Yeah. But I like to feel it too. I mean, I want to feel it, you know. I want to know you're in there in my mouth doing stuff. I want you to use your, you know, dip into me. Just really get your hands in there.
I like a finger that looks like a breakfast sausage. It's greasy. It's like a breakfast sausage.
Honestly, I don't remember what the dude, but I just remember he had big fat hands and he was just like a bigger guy. And he was just like, oh, you know, it was like very 70s. Like when I look at pictures now of like,
back then, oaf.
I'm like, oh, it's still sort of 70s-ish, like in 1984. It's still, some people were still
in
1976.
You're not everyone's like going neon and whatever. The 70s kept going for a long time.
Yeah.
For good reason.
Dr. Bonus. He looked like his hands were big because of health reasons. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
A drink.
There was something wrong. There was like some organ malfunction happening.
Right. You know, these guys were like two martinis deep.
These liquids are supposed to be draining somewhere. They weren't. But yeah. Yeah, why not? Get a little toasty. Yeah. It's a boring job. Might as well make it fun.
Where does your name come from? Bonus. From the Greek. From the Greek word of plenty. I don't know. Bon, you know, like just like something hideous. It means big hands in Greece. Giant fingers. It means giant fingers in Greek.
My whole family. We go back generations.
It means alcoholic fingered. Dentist. What's the Greek word for, what's the Greek god that's the alcoholic dentist?
I couldn't imagine doing dentistry on a child unless I was a little buzzed.
Well, tonight, I think would be a nice thing to do is just to close your eyes and imagine it right before bed.
I thought you were going to say, like, I've got a surprise for you, and then someone knocks on the door, and I get to do
child. Child begging for dentistry.
I have a cavity. Okay. Thank you, Mr.
Lipman, will you, is there any possible way, you know, and you get to like, yeah, do it. We get drill.
Yeah, I would drill. Whatever. It can't be that hard. Yeah. There's like a rotten chunk and you get it out.
Man, the last time I went to the dentistry store, I had to have a bunch of work and I had to have I don't know what it's called, but it's not a crown, but close. Maybe it is a crown, but they chiseled my teeth away and put this gold thing. And I was just like, and I'm not gonna lie. I was like, for a week before, I was like thinking things like, what if I like, you know,
just skip town.
They fuck with my nerve and I go completely numb in my face forever, or, you know, skip town.
What if I just leave?
What if I leave my family forever because I'm so afraid? And the thing is, like, and so I told the guy, and he's like a young, handsome guy, and he was like looking at me kind of like when I was telling him I was scared. He was like, had this look on his face, like he was so surprised and kind of like, all right then, okay. He's like, he would just kind of sort of stop every once in a while and be like, is everything okay? And it was totally fine. You know, I forgot that you get so numb.
Yeah.
They could be pulling out your jaw and you wouldn't notice.
Yep, slicing up your tongue.
It could be jerking you off. You don't even notice. They probably are. They were talking about the in Portland. There's the they revamped the old porn theater on Division. You know, you've seen it.
Oh yeah, I've seen it.
Now it's like something. You know, whatever.
It's classy.
And I wrote on the comment section. I was like, you could still do your business there. It's grandfathered in. It's in the law. You know what I mean? You could just still. Yeah. It's just like, sir, this is a, you know. And then I have like a copy of the
original
Bill of Rights. Yeah,
there's so much history. It's been done so many times.
Yeah.
It's like in the vibe of the place, the DNA.
It's sort of sad because it's like it was like the most, greasy, seedy porn theater in Portland, and it lasted quite a while.
There was the other one downtown, like on right off Burnside, right, like kind of near where
porn theater.
Like the Voodoo Donuts. It was just like an empty space forever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did they ever reopen that? I know they were going to for a while.
The Paris Theater.
Yeah, the Paris.
Ah, I don't know. It's still sort of just like whatever, which is surprising. Because it's right there. I mean, also that area is still, I mean, it's fine. It just has like a lot of homeless and sort of junky vibe. But it's not dangerous.
Just let people jerk off in there.
Right. I think that would solve the problems.
Exactly.
If you just had a place where you could go like just rub one out.
Or just rub it out.
Like a machine. Like there should just be single machines. Like you go in and they're self-cleaning, you know, and then
sanctioned.
A little hand comes out or it could be like that thing. Somebody, I can't remember who was telling me about it, but it could be like Pleasures of Real in Portland.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you lay down and you make love to a real doll while a woman is
a human awful. Woman.
A human woman is there naked
in the vicinity
and she's guiding you along. She's going, do it. And then at the very end, she goes, why are you doing this?
what led you to this moment? What choices did you make?
Why are you here? Do you see how fucking weird this is?
What was your childhood like? How are you raised?
Please, I have already told your wife, you idiot. Don't kill my wife. I told her.
She knows.
Yep. I don't know. I wonder what the threshold would be for my significant other if I did something like that. Like I'm not gonna lie, I had sex with a real doll. You know, she'd probably be like, oh, that's okay.
That's sad.
Like what? It's kind of funny and weird, but okay. And then I'm like, but then there was also a woman in the room.
A woman? Is that the, is that was the
looking,
line?
She was just looking at me.
Someone, just a person was there looking at me while I did it.
Laying on the ground, keep going, do it. Yes. You know.
I wonder if that was like a one of a kind business or if they were like got the idea from someone else.
Well, okay, I'm gonna out the people because it's Jason Urich and Ryan Carlisle both told me about it. And they went in just because they were checking
they
it out.
To know.
And lo and behold, as the kids say. They were like, because they were like, yeah, we just want to get a drink and look, you know, whatever. And they're like, oh, no, this is how it works here.
No. We don't do that.
Like,
we don't
what?
Do drinks.
Like, yes. And he even says at the end, he's like, and then the woman says, why, what are you doing? Look at yourself.
I need you to reflect on every moment of your life.
I'm sure she probably says help. Is actually probably what happened. I don't know. That's the thing. It's like it's too bad that like prostitution isn't legal, because I'm gonna guess there are people that would want to do it.
Yeah,
but also you could regulate it and make it healthy and easy, and But then just saying that, like, you know, being like, okay, then you could say, I don't want to do it anymore or whatever. But then think about just like working a regular job, like a bartending job, yeah. like I did, where I felt like I had to, like, you can't yep. just be like, I'm oversexed. You know, I'm oversexed. I feel worn out from a human person being on top of me, but I can't because I have to pay the rent. You know, there's yep. just always, there's just this inherent problem with capitalism.
Yep, this is why we're gonna start a.
we can't tell them yet.
We have a plan. We're gonna gather everybody up.
Right.
Put them in camps. We're gonna call it communism.
Heavy breathers, sex camp.
As long as you call it communism,
rump and stump.
You know, no one can get mad at you.
Right. Or the rump. We call it the rumpus room. Oh, it's just like, it's just chaos in there.
The People's National Rumpus Room Party.
Right.
You have to vote for us. It's like it's like voting for Putin. You have to do it.
Right. Wow, this
democracy.
This elections are just a real. This sad. You know what it is? It's sad.
It's a sad state.
There's
that
a
we're
sadness
in.
That seems overwhelming.
It's just a big, big bummer.
It's not good.
You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, folks.
I don't see any good coming from any of it. I just really don't. I would rip up the Constitution and do a new, just start over.
Well, that's where we come in. Right. We can take over
and you,
as long as we get a little momentum.
The brutality that we would rule, it would be like that you know, like the whole thing where it's like all people, it's like, let's do like a prison simulation and then all the prison guards just immediately start brutalizing.
Yeah, instantly.
It would be like that, but times 10.
Yeah. Well, this would be benevolent brutality.
Oh,
you know, people are like,
my
be like, oh, a benevolent,
be the, my
benevolent
be
dictator.
The end of that. Yeah, it's a benevolent, yeah. It's like, wow, your country is amazing. You all have all the riches you want. You're just like, yes, but everyone's just like, you know. You have to, yep. There are certain rules.
There are rules in place. There's your lives are regulated and you know, we're up at the top in a tower looking down.
A picture. It's like basically that's been done. Desperate Living. It's uh-huh. backwards day.
Yeah. We kind of model society after that.
Yeah, exactly. After Desperate Living. Is that the one, or is it the first one where Edie is in the crib with the eggs? And she's just like, and she's like, oh, I have eggs, whatever. And then she's like, and then at one point, it's just really stuck with me. I don't know why. And she has one of the eggs, and she goes, will you still respect me in the morning, even though I'm hard boiled? And I just was like, at that moment, I sort of was like, oh, I understand John Waters. I understand him.
he's cracked some sort of code.
I did though, and I was like, there's something he's doing that I need to understand, and it's true.
Yep.
But just that scene is just so ridiculous. I mean, there's some pretty gnarly stuff in that movie. I think it's the first.
Yeah, one. Yeah, the early ones are
Desperate Living's really good.
Yep. Yeah, I think Desperate Living, that's the one with like the community.
Yeah, it's like about, you know, Heaven's Gate basically predates
basically.
Heaven's Gate.
He invented Heaven's Gate.
Will you still respect me in the morning even though I'm hard boiled? Just like, yes. I was like, yes. I just turned yes, I'm in.
Why? I submit to
why
you.
Why does that resonate with me? I think that the reason why that resonates with me is why I can't find a job.
Right.
Or be a productive member of society.
It's not for everyone.
And so.
And that's okay.
It is okay.
That's why you got to figure out your scam.
Yeah.
That is part of society. You know, everyone's like, oh, it's bad to scam people. It's just part of the economy.
It is. It is.
Get over it. Everything's a scam. You think your day job isn't a scam? You're getting scammed going there, doing your little thing.
I love what I do. Say it out loud.
You're getting scammed. Rent you're paying. Yeah. It's a scam.
Yeah, so, man. The rent people pay, it's just like, I sometimes it boggles my mind. I can't believe that we just allow it. We're just allowing it to happen.
Yeah. How do you get out of it? I need to figure it out. Figure something else out. I might become a squatter.
Right. The system needs to change. I would call it, I'm going to call it something, and you can quote me on this, revolution. I would call it a revolution because it would turn, it would come back in a circle, you know, like
we would Ouroboros. We would revolute.
Right. We're going to go back in time. We're going to the Big Bang backward.
Yeah.
Ready. I don't want humans to have existed.
Can we just undo it?
Can we undo this? Where's God just turn back the valve or whatever he does?
Yeah. Sure.
Pull the lever backwards.
Yeah, let's go.
Love you guys.
Love you. We'll see you next time.
We will. Bye.
Bye.
Oh.